There have been plenty of disturbing images floating around in mainstream and social media recently as a result of the bushfires, many of them concerning wildlife that have lost their habitat and been badly injured during those blazes. My next guest is from Byron Bay. They've decided to take a different approach. They're going to their sewing skills to make blankets and wraps and mittens for these injured animals, and they need some material to do just that. Morgan Lee joins me now. G'day, Morgan.
Hi, Bruce. How you doing?
Well, thanks. What is it that you're making?
So we are making quite a few different things right now, actually. We are focusing on pouches and mittens, blankets, hanging bags, and bird's nests, obviously with all the different animals that are coming in and being injured, we need sort of different supplies. So we have different people that are sewing, some people are cutting, some people are crocheting and knitting.
Sounds like
all across the board.
Sounds like it's a big operation you've got going there.
It actually is. It started off just being something really tiny. I sew for a living, so I thought that I could sort of offer my skill and try and help out. And it ends up that there's actually a lot of people that are crafty and inclined in this way, and everyone wants to help. And some people are even just donating sheets, and everything helps. I've got some people that want to help but don't know how to sew, so they're doing cutting. And, yeah, it's been an incredible community initiative.
What sort of material is it that is ideal for this sort of thing?
Yeah, so I'm glad that you asked that. That's actually really important with this, because we are dealing with animals that have pretty significant injuries. We're looking for all-natural fabric. So what we're really after here is cotton, cotton flannelette, and then any kind of linen. So just making sure that it's natural, breathable fibers.
Okay, and when you make up the little pouches and mittens and what have you, how do you then go about distributing to where they're needed? Because there would be injured animals everywhere up and down the coast at the moment, I reckon.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's such a huge, huge problem that we've got going on right now. So what I started doing when I first got into this was looking into the different organizations, looking in with WIRES and the Rescue Collective, the Koala Hospital in Port Macquarie, and there's a few different other places I was looking into, and realized that they're actually being really bombarded with a lot of donations and supplies and materials. So what I started doing was reaching out and sort of finding the individual carers that are out in areas like Tenterfield and Toowoomba and places where it's taking actually quite a bit of time to get the supplies dispatched to them. So they're struggling and they are in desperate need. So I'm talking directly with a couple of carers that I will then be personally going and delivering everything that we make and everything that we get donated to them directly as of early next week.
So you get feedback from those carers about what sort of designs and what sort of little devices they need?
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a lady, Kylie, who is caring for 39 animals. She's just outside of Tenterfield, and she has one koala, but she has a whole bunch of kangaroos and possums and birds. So her focus is getting the pouches, the bird's nests, more so than the koala mitts. So I'm making sure that we're sort of catering and tailoring what we're having our sewers and knitters and crafters doing to exactly what is needed, so that we don't end up with excess. And then anything that we do get that our carers don't actually need will get passed along to the other organizations that are helping out. I know that there is the Highfields Wildlife Group in Toowoomba that's really struggling, and tomorrow they're expecting a drop-off of 40 animals. So there's just need all across the board. And I've actually got a list here of some other non-related craft supplies that people are looking for, you know, first aid supplies, baby food for the small joeys, bird seeds, all that kind of stuff. So I've started a email that I thought would be the easiest way if people are interested in getting in touch, and then they can just shoot me off an email and I'll send a list of what we are looking for.
Yep. What's the email?
It's byronrescuecrafters@gmail.com.
byronrescuecrafters@gmail.com.
Yeah. And then one other thing that we are doing, because there's, especially in an area like the Northern Rivers, we've just got so many crafty people around here, is we've got a lot of people that are wanting to sew. So I've been starting to make, along with some friends of mine, some packages and some parcels for people. You know, we put out the word and say, you know, what can you do? Can you crochet? Can you cut? Can you sew? And so we're putting actually individualized packages together, and they will be available for pickup at a business in town. We've had some amazing businesses reach out and offer their spaces to people to pick up and drop off supplies. So we've got a pickup location at Dreamers and Drifters in Byron Bay. So that's at 120 Johnson Street.
Yep. I reckon if people get in contact with you over the email, they can probably get those details, Morgan.
Yeah, and that will be super helpful. And like, as I say, you know, it doesn't matter what anyone's, you know, level of skill is in this set. We can always find something for people to do and ways to help.
That's a brilliant idea, and good on you for taking that step. Lovely to chat to you.
Thank you so much for spreading the word.